Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Faith Roneberry. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ted Lepsia. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gus Niearhas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Milt Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey McDermott. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mickey McDermott. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Fred Marsh. Batting second. The first baseman, Gordon Goldsberry. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Dyke. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting seventh. The third baseman, J.W. Porter. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dwayne Pellette. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dwayne Pellette. And now, play ball. Faith Roneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roneberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla strikes out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dyke. Gurnett reaches second base with a double. Goodman goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke takes first base on ball four. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dyke moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dyke scores. Wertz moves to second. It's Red Sox, 1, Browns, 1. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with McDermott covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a pop-up towards third. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Niearhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niearhas hits a fly ball into center field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into right field. Wirt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a pop-up towards short. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0 for 1 in the game. Marsh hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Zerilla. Marsh reaches second base with a double. Pellett goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Browns. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Goldsberry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Niarha settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Thronberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goldsberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thronberry for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a line drive into left field. Neiman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dyke hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Goodman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wirtz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Zerilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zerilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zerilla moves to second. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it and throws to second for the out. Zerilla moves to third. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's Red Sox, 2, Browns, 2. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepsio hits a pop-up towards short. Marsh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Niarhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niarhas is 0 for 1 in the game. Niarhas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens moves to third. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens scores. Niarhas moves to second. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 0 for 1 in the game. McDermott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Niarhas scores. Bowling moves to second. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Thronberry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bowling scores. McDermott moves to second. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Hoot Evers now playing left field. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. Courtney hits a fly ball into center field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a pop-up towards third. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zarilla hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Dwayne Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pellett takes first base on ball 4. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Marsh hits a pop-up towards short. Bowling catches it and throws to first to double up Pellett. Two outs. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Goldsberry takes first base on ball 4. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 2 in the game. Lepsio hits a fly ball into center field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Niarhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niarhas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Niarhas hits a fly ball into center field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McDermott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wertz strikes out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Niemann strikes out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-2 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Courtney for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evers moves to second. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evers scores. Goodman moves to third. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Marlon Stewart now pitching. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Porter fields it and throws to first for the out. Goodman scores. Zarrilla moves to second. One out. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-3 in the game. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7. With the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter strikes out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDermott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers pinch hits for Marlon Stewart. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy Byrne now pitching. Gus Niarhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niarhas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Niarhas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Porter juggles the ball. That's an error on Porter. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bowling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McDermott takes first base on ball 4. Niarhas moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Niarhas scores. There goes McDermott trying to get to home. Dyke throws the ball into Marsh, who relays the ball to Courtney, who tags McDermott, who came all the way from first, for the out. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-2, Red Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Marsh bunts towards the mound. McDermott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marsh moves to second. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dyke hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-5, Red Sox. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Niemann is called out on strikes. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-3 in the game. Courtney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Zerilla. Courtney reaches second base with a double. Wirtz moves to third. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Don Lenhart pinch hits for J.W. Porter. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Niarhas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young hits a pop-up towards third. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Browns 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Marsh now playing third base. Joe DeMaestri now playing shortstop. Al Zerilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerilla is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Zerilla takes first base on ball 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Zerilla moves to second. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-4 in the game. Stevens bunts towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. Zerilla moves to third. Gurnett moves to second. one out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 4 in the game. Lepsio strikes out. Two outs. Gus Niarjas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niarjas is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Niarjas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zorrilla scores. Gurnett scores. It's 11-5, Red Sox. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman pinch hits for Tommy Byrne. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman strikes out. One out. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Marsh strikes out. Two outs. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Goldsberry moves to second. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Dyke hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 11-7, Red Sox. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Wirtz moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 11, and St. Louis Browns, 7. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.